This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind? That's right. Between now and the bottom of the hour, just lay it on me, folks. One sentence only. No interruption from me. You just let it go. If you got a question, that's fine. You want to call in the regular way and talk about something, that's fine. But if you want to just do a little Friday fun, you just let Daniel know that when you call. Might be a prize in your future. I do that so we can get more of your voices on, hear more of what you have to say. Can't always do that. There hasn't been a program in as long as I can remember where we haven't had more people want to get on or comments they wanted to get on from a text or an email or whatever or a call that we have not had to say, sorry, we're out of time. That's partly because we don't just want to be robots and run through the calls super quick and only give people a little bit of time and try to dig into some issues. But it's also partly, the fact of it's just not enough time. So Friday Fun allows you to just say what you want to say. That if I were a staunch liberal that thought that everything every North Dakotan who happens to be conservative says is stupidity, who thinks Donald Trump is a dum-dum, whatever, I would use this opportunity to call and say, now I get my say. Wouldn't you guys? Doesn't that sound like a good way to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Todd, you okay with that?
Go with it.
I'll go with it. All right. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number to do that. Call us in Bismarck, Mandan at 258-0550 or West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, 271-1100. Or you can text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd, 701-226-8503. I'm going to go to these two callers that have been waiting a while to weigh in, so we're going to do that first here. And that is Randall Bismarck. What's on your mind? What do we think that noise is? Randall, are you there?
What are you asking for?
I'm asking for Randall, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought you said Kindle. I know a young man, 24 years old, dealing with Morton County FSA. The bank says he cash flows. Justin Mossett from Morton County FSA says he does not cash flow. And it'll be 2 months before he can get his operating loan. The bank says he cash flows, but FSA says he doesn't.
I've never done, anything with the FSA. I happen to think, what office is Justin Mossett in of FSA?
Morton County, I'd just like you to ask Hoven or Kramer when they get on sometime.
Well, they've heard it over and over and over again. And when Senator Kramer, Senator Hoven was here last, he said, when he got a call about this, he said, I thought we took care of that. I'm going to have to dig into that. I'm going to talk to Brad Tickerson. Here's the problem. Brad Tickerson and bureaucrats in general are very good at nodding their head when members of Congress say, "Hey, this should be fixed," you bet, and then they don't do anything about it. That's very obvious because the Morton County FSA office, in my mind, should be like in the Hall of Shame of FSA offices. And you know what? I don't know any of the people. I don't have any personal grind with any of the people. I just know how often I hear about it. Just examples of what you said. So there are personnel issues there. There are people there that think they're smarter than Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, or the FSA director in the state, or the congressional delegation, or anybody else. And, it's unfortunate. It doesn't surprise me. In my mind, if the lender's saying it pencils, FSA says it doesn't, I'd say, FSA, can you talk to my lender? If they don't, I'd have the lender talk to them. I don't know what else to tell you, Randall, but I hear your pain because you're not alone. It's embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing to me that we can continue to let people in government who are ineffective continue to do what they do. It's just awful. We pay them. They work for us. Troy, you're on the road next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Say, sorry my phone dropped out on 83. I was talking about Coal Creek and stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, say, I guess what we had heard, and we're just kind of wondering, we heard that the state of State Bank was interested in it, of this, you know, as far as the state buying it. We're just kind of wondering if anything, I was going to ask Kevin if he knew if it, that was anything that's possible or not.
I've not heard that. I've not heard even a rumble of that. So that would surprise me. I could only see it maybe on a short-term basis to sort of, you know, have the market turn or something like that. But I can't, I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. On the other hand, they just got $200 million from the federal government to hand out when they previously were going to be doing, and I thought themselves, they announced the program they were doing, and it was backstopped with federal dollars, so that wasn't a heavy lift. But I don't know if that'd be you know, an eye for an eye or not. But Troy, I will do some poking on that. That question obviously would be more for the Industrial Commission than anybody if it's considered. One sentence and one sentence only from George. George, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that a lot of the numbers and information coming out about New York State is false. Like the number of deaths, they're classifying everything as COVID because they get extra money. They get the hospitals get like an extra $13,000. And I was just listening to a radio station out of Albany where a guy had a long-term illness, had a heart attack, died, and they wanted to classify it as COVID. And they went to the family and they said, well, if we put that down, then you'll get the insurance paid and any bills paid and everything. And fortunately, this family had all that covered already. And there's some areas on the same radio show. Somebody called in. They had been in New York City. And some areas in New York City, they said everything's open. They're just ignoring it. The you can get your hair cut, all the other stuff. While at the same time, in upstate New York, when the local county, the person in charge of the county, calls around the hospitals and says, how many sick people do you have? They come up with one number, but the state goes, oh, no, that's not the number. This number is much higher. You still
can't. I'm not an English teacher, but was that a long sentence? Or can the period be that far from the start of a conversation? Todd, Kevin, anybody want to help me here?
It was a little, a little long.
But there wasn't a breath in there. It was pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
To get all that in there, it just seemed like a really, really long sentence. But which is okay. I don't mind. You know, if what you're bringing is good, we'll let you go on
a
long
sentence and one sentence only. You didn't put a limitation on that sentence.
No, I didn't. I did not at all. No, and I don't want to.
So he's milking it for all he's worth. He could be a lawyer.
There's about 30 commas in there, but
was there a lot of commas? Okay, yep.
It's a run-on sentence that would get you points off the paper back in college, but
right, yeah, yeah. George, it's New York. I don't know what to tell you as far as these incentives, and I don't know what else to call them. If somebody dies with COVID, then the payment system is this. It is a really bad way to run healthcare. I know the system's been exposed in Minnesota, and the guy that exposed it down there and has gone, you know, international with it is now satisfied Minnesota's doing it right. So I don't know what to tell you, but appreciate the call. Roxy in Eureka, what's on your mind?
Well, this gentleman was just talking about hospitals getting extra money for COVID patients. My brother is a CEO at a good-sized hospital in Denver. And he's never heard of that. He said they get a little extra for Medicare patients, but nothing else. So if that's true, I'd like to be able to tell Mike where it's at.
Well, I think it's tied to the use of the ventilator, Roxy. So it might not be, you know, quote unquote, a COVID patient, but you know, you wouldn't use a ventilator unless it was a COVID patient anyway, so then it should be a COVID patient. But I think it is tied somewhat to what they use as well.
I don't know. They've had a few of those at the hospital. Not many, but they've had a few.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's never heard of this extra payment thing.
Maybe it's just a New York thing.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, appreciate that.
Wow. And then, are people out of work still getting unemployment and getting paid? I don't understand why.
No, they wouldn't get unemployment and get paid, but what they would get is right now, because of the coronavirus, there's an extra $600 per week on your unemployment check based on you're likely out of work because of COVID. So they can't. So which is, in my mind, sort of an incentive not to work, because some people are making more than they did at work because of the extra $600. And that is something that is in place now until the 31st of July. Nancy Pelosi and her $3 trillion little Christmas gift package here extended it to December, at the end of December. States do have the option of opting out. And I am very hopeful that Governor Burgum will consider that at the end of the month, to opt out of, at least July, and send the message that we're ready to get back to work in North Dakota. Thank you, Roxy. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind on the way.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm hungry. I get hungry about this time. I start thinking about lunch, especially if I go light on the breakfast, right? And then I look over here and I see Friday pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. My choice is if I stop at the PetroServe USA location, exit 292 in Valley City. That'd be good. But you know what? Harwood is a little closer right now, and two Sloppy Joes, I-29, north of Fargo, two Sloppy Joes and chips, plus the two sides and the bun, you know, with all these specials. Chicken tenders at the West Main Avenue Fargo location, they do them right. PetroServe USA makes great food. It's home cooking. It's grab and go. It's easy. You can sit there if you'd like. You can take it if you want to go, but it's really, really good. It is really good. And PetroServeUSA.com for all the specials and all the locations. I get a 4-for-4 special, any of the PetroServe locations if you like. And every Friday, a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. PetroServeUSA helping America fuel better. That's right. All right. Conway in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Conway.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that I work with people that said they have relatives that were on hospice and they passed away and they were encouraged to put it down as corona or China virus.
Where was that at?
They're pilots, so they were from the East Coast, but it wasn't in North Dakota here.
Yeah, I mean, first, I don't think we should be incentivizing it. So I don't think there's, especially when you want an accurate count, and then the whole with COVID, what you know, whatever. I don't know. You talk to somebody who's had it and battled it, and you know, some come back from the brink. It's no small deal, that's for sure. So we know, you know, I don't buy any of these theories that more people are dying from something else than they are COVID, and this is all a big hoax. And I think COVID's real. It was in every country. It's got to be taken serious. I think there's plenty of people that want to take advantage of that, however, and you got to be very careful about that too. That'd be my take, Conway. What about you?
I think this is really blown out of proportion. I really do. It's just nothing more than the swine flu and everything else. If you take those numbers out and you compare it to the swine flu over time, it probably maybe a little bit more, but we need to be back to work. You can confine people that have it or are in danger, like old folks home, and then the rest of the people can go back to work, go back to school. I'm not seeing it here, and I work with so many people, and we haven't come down with it, and I work for the airlines, and they deal with every person that comes from all over the world, and we intermingle all the time, and I should see somebody at work getting it. And I have not.
You know, I don't disagree with much of what you said as far as it being overblown. I think the one-size-fits-all thing is what drives me nuts. First of all, Cass County, a lot of people say, oh, Cass County's a mess. It's terrible. It is high in the amount of counts compared to the rest of North Dakota. But if it were a standalone state, it'd be number 10 in the country. As best, right up there. And the rest of North Dakota is a blip on the radar screen. Enough already. Enough already. We shouldn't have to live like they live in the Twin Cities or New York City or anything else. So there I definitely agree with you. I do. But I don't think anybody said, let's do this. Let's stick it to them. I just think we got to now realize, look, it is not what we thought the initial model said it was. So let's get smart about this. And we're beyond, we are beyond people in nursing homes not being able to see their loved ones. Quit that. Knock it off. I get the majority of nursing home patients have been the ones that are the deaths. They are vulnerable. We've always known they were the most at risk. Mitigate the risk. Take the testing bubbles, put them around nursing homes. Test staff. They're not now causing the problem unintentionally. More testing, then we'll take care of that problem. And test families so they can see their loved ones. Right? Can we do that? I hope so. Conway?
I was just going to say, you know, it's almost like I know I rushed at it yesterday, but I thought of it before. It's like a global warming hoax where, well, we got to be so worried and afraid of this, and in so many years this is going to happen, and it's going to have a second outbreak, and they play on fears to get things going through. And you look at what Nancy Pelosi is trying to pass using fear, and you're like, really, do we need something for the arts? Do we need something for the Kennedy Center? Do we need something for this? It's just being taken advantage of, and if we just get back to work. But we're at the honeymoon phase still. It's going to get so much terrible. You can't get meat? Really? Seriously?
This is still the honeymoon phase. I call it the adrenaline phase, where you just kind of hunker down and just take what's coming and going. And now we're starting to kind of come up from the nap a little bit and go, really? Do we still need to do this? And I think we can avoid that here, because that's going to be a lot of wasted energy. And I'm not going to look back. I'm going to look forward. I'm going to say, well, okay, whatever. The problem is what it is because of where we are. So let's just figure out what it is going forward. And, you know, nursing homes is one I'm – and, again, I don't wake up every morning today – with nursing homes top of my mind because, you know, my mom was in a nursing home. And she passed away a few years ago, and I love the people there that took care of her, and I have some familiarity with it. But if I was trying to go see my mom right now, and I got the call like I did before, hey, your mom's not eating, we think she's going to go pretty quick, and I got to get the family members, and you spend, you know, all the time you do next to her bedside, and I couldn't go, I would lose my mind. I just think it's unfair. I think it's cruel to the residents, so we got to fix it. I think something else we have to fix is voting, and this may take some scrambling. If a county wants to have a polling place, and let me tell you this, county commissioners, you're not sheep. You are elected for a reason to represent your county. If you want a polling place and somebody says, well, it's a law, you can't this year because of that, well, let's figure it out. We waived the law that said you had to have one. Let's unwaive it. Well, there's another law, Scott, that says you've got to have 64 days notice. Well, waive that one then. Because I want to vote. If I can stand in line for a 12-pack of beer, but I can't stand in line to vote, something is wrong with America.
Amen.
Let's have one polling place per county if they want them. Some don't. It's currently in the law. And some don't like that because it's big counties and a long drive and all that. Fine. I don't like mail voting because I think it's rife with the potential for bad things. I want to say one other thing. This isn't really related to COVID, but it's coming up a lot, and it has to do with our freedoms as well. I am hearing people say things like that. Why would Governor Burgum have a PAC that is campaigning against people that are also Republicans? And I want to say, oh, so you mean like the campaign that Donald Trump had where he was going against Jeb Bush? Do you think that was bad? Well, we like Jeff Delzer. Jeff Delzer has been a long time. I understand. You can like Jeff Delzer and still respect the fact that the governor, who needs to work with a House Appropriations Chair that actually has a different vision, maybe a little bolder, a little, you know, Jeff Delzer's been Mr. No to a lot of people for a long time. Doesn't make him wrong. He represents his citizens, and a lot of people like Jeff Delzer a lot. And they also say, hey, right now, if we didn't have Jeff Delzer, we'd be in a bigger problem. They're right. But that pandemic doesn't come around as often as that. So, look, campaigns, people donating from out of state, look, it's everywhere. It's Republicans, it's Democrats. In the state of North Dakota, there's not enough money to run the campaign that you need that can come from the citizens. You have no choice but to say, hey, if you share my vision, if you believe in what I want to do, come vote for me. It's a little messy for a governor to do it in that he's taking on other legislators. I love it. I love it. Not about the personalities and who is being targeted. I love that he's not afraid to stand up for what he believes for. Because I voted for him, and you did too. Most of North Dakota did, to get things done and to make government different. And he's trying to do that. He's trying to stand up for taxpayers. So he's going to do what he thinks is best. That isn't anything to complain about.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
If you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late, hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure. A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why,
I asked earlier, where's our buddy CJ from Dak Diesel, and they say, well, he's busy, don't you know? I mean, you're bringing him too many listeners from all of his advertising. Well, that's a good problem. We like that problem. And I can tell you about CJ. I can tell you what he's doing right now. He's making somebody's life better by getting a diesel rig back on the road. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, long-lasting repair and maintenance services. Not just words, they do that. They've got some additives, too, there that will get you extra mileage on your vehicles that are really working for a lot of folks. And at a time when we're watching every penny, that makes a lot of sense. So swing on and see him in Bismarck, DakDiesel.com. Call him 701-258-5011. All right, our next guest on the program, I think you're going to enjoy this interview, Innovative Entrepreneurs of North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, a book about 150 years of impact by Hiram Drockey and Bruce Jovig. And it's a bunch of stories. You know, it's like over 60 stories of people, but so many lessons in this, and names you know. I mean, the Bobcats, and I could go on and on, the Barrel of Fun, and the Wheat King, and there's just a lot of gambles, a lot of really neat stories in this book, and we'll tell you how to get it, too, before the end of the program. Bruce Jovig, tell me what led you to write this book.
It's actually Hiram and I talked several years on doing this because we wanted to record the stories of these great innovative entrepreneurs who've done great things in North Dakota. And people don't realize how many really significant entrepreneurs there are in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, there sure are. Now, sometimes entrepreneurs don't like to really tell their story. They're right in the middle of the story, but you really got to pull all the trials and tribulations out of them. How'd you do that?
When you go back 150 years, there's quite a few of those which have passed on. So the family likes to tell the story. They want to see their father, grandfather, great-grandfather remembered, such as the Dalrymples, right? But then the others, I mean, and all of them had to have at least 20 years of success to be there. There are 64 stories in the book. And you get them to tell it because after enough years, they're willing to tell the story. And one of the reasons we didn't take in current ones, number one, they hadn't the test of time, but the other side is you make the point. A lot of them don't want to tell the sort of the secret of the sauce.
Amazing. My favorite is the story about Harold Schaefer. You could fill libraries with stories about Harold Schaefer, walk into the museum, but what was the favorite part of the whole Gold Seal Medora story for Harold Schaefer?
Harold was an unbelievable marketing and promoting genius. The whole idea, for example, when he did glass wax, the whole idea of using glass wax for decorating windows. You used to dab it on with the decals on the window. You know, that's because, you know, nobody cleans their windows in the November, December, January. And he got people to use it by putting, you know, Christmas decorations up and everything in their windows and having kids do it. To the point it was the number one promotion nationwide the year he introduced it.
Make the decoration first and then get the thing to clean it up after a second.
Well, right, and then, you know, you just wipe it off and you're cleaning the windows at the same time.
Oh, phenomenal story. Another guy in here who is still at it always, Kenny Nelson, from Barrel of Fun and Tuffy's and KLN Enterprises out of Perham, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Kenny Nelson is quite the story. I know his son now is involved as well, but what was your favorite Kenny Nelson story?
Well, what is interesting to me is how he sold and bought back his companies more than once. And now it's to the point he's not interested in selling any company. He's going to keep it because no one can run his company better than he does. And that was really sort of interesting. But, you know, his whole idea was, hey, look at all this wonderful ag produce here. We can make products from here. So being close to the source of supply, whether that be potatoes or sugar or whatever, it was terrific.
When he was giving me a tour one time of their new plant for the chips, chocolate and the licorice were just kind of on the drawing board. And now you can't go anywhere without seeing Kenny's Candy somewhere, can you?
Exactly. He's another one who's really figured out the distribution issue, how to get his stuff, you know, a quality product, which always helps, right? But then how to get it out to the market or the customer through distribution. He is very clever at that.
You have a story in here about Dick and Mike Solberg. Mike is Dick's son, of course, the State Bank family, and there's some history there as well with others involved in that one. But now you have Mike involved in a number of different businesses that have been very successful, and that's just kind of an interesting entrepreneurial ecosystem too, isn't it?
Well, you don't think of bankers as being entrepreneurs, but they definitely can be. Another one in the book is Norm Skalicki, the Stearns Bank on St. Cloud. Unbelievable how he built a national business on leasing. And the same thing with the Solberg. They are really clever at what they do in a highly regulated field. In highly regulated fields, you don't think of innovation and entrepreneurship, but they can. They found a way.
What stuck with you from their story?
I think it is how they hire really good people and then support them. It is really very interesting, their management philosophy as well as their community. But they are community bankers to the max. They connect to their community in such a significant way, which builds their business.
Yeah, my favorite is, you know, Wex Health. It was something that Mike got in, and then Discovery Benefits as well in a partnership, and then Wex buys Discovery. And now these are brands that are growing and significant nationwide right out of North Dakota. I mean, that's nice to have us on the map nationwide with some of this ingenuity, isn't it?
Exactly. And it goes to prove that you can do it from North Dakota. I think North Dakotans sometimes have a bit of an inferiority complex. We're small, 0.25% of the national population. But, you know, we punch way above our weight in innovation and entrepreneurship. And that's a part of this book, is to show that.
Andrew Freeman. Some folks might not remember that name, but he headed up Minn Kota Power Cooperative back a long time ago. So what should we know about Andrew Freeman?
Well, yes, and the North American grid is something we take for granted. But, you know, somebody had to start that. That was Andy Freeman's idea, to interconnect all the utility companies from north to south so we could be sending power to the south when they need it for air conditioning, and the southerners could send us north when we need it in the wintertime for power load. You remember Paul Harvey. He was the guy who put Paul Harvey in the American Energy Institute, got them to fund Paul Harvey. So your little quips you had in the radio were all due from a man from North Dakota.
Tell me about, let's go back a little further, shall we? 1904, Hebron Brick and Charles Weigel. Tell me that story.
This is actually true. I mean, Charlie Weigel is sort of the entrepreneur behind this, but it's in Hebron, and they found that resource, and he was a brick maker, but there was a lot of brick companies. This is the only survivor, and that is the oldest manufacturing firm in the state of North Dakota. And, of course, now it's an ESOP, and it's gone through several generations, and not just family, but other ownership. It's very important, and you can't go anywhere within North Dakota without seeing Hebron, and that's also true for numerous states. You can go anywhere, and there's Hebron Bricks, and they had lots of competition, but they're the last one standing.
Let's talk about a couple of farmers in the ag world. Greg Halverson, Black Gold Farms. Innovation, entrepreneurship, alive and well on that farm, right?
Greg is a national figure in the potato industry. Number one suppliers of chipping potatoes in the world, which is sort of amazing when you think about it. And then you think of, most people think of Ronnie Offutt, and he's also a big leader. But at the same time, look, here we have Greg Halverson is doing unbelievable things in the chipping business. And again, they continue innovating and using technology. And I don't know if you've been out to his corporate headquarters, but it's just, they have the technology to be able to monitor their firms, to help everyone that they employ manage by being able to be connected.
You mentioned earlier the Dalrymple story, the Dalrymple farm, and we think of that name as Jack Dalrymple, former governor. Talk about what folks might not know about the Dalrymple family and that farm.
Well, they were, of the 92 bonanza farms in the state, they were the first and ended up being the largest. And they didn't own it all, but they had over 100,000 acres under management at one time. And it all started because his great-grandfather actually went bust in Minnesota, and, you know, in 1873, and then the bust there. Northern Pacific saw that he was a great manager, even if he bet against the market and the market went against him. Then the railroad kind of hired him to start the Bonanza Farms because the Northern Pacific went bankrupt. And they lost all their money, and they were spending it like crazy until this panic came along. But what they got from the government was land, so they started to sell the land. And then all the investors, how we ended up with those Bonanza Farms, if you invested in their railroad, they could give them land for that money. So most of the Bonanza Farmers come out to protect their investment. They took it in land, and then had to figure out, what are we going to do with it? And Dalrymple was very clever and smart. He would only manage the farm if he would give them some ownership. And he grew his ownership over time to be the largest Bonanza Farmer in the state. He went to the World's Fair, and he saw the telephone, and he said, I could use that. So the first use of the telephone in the state of North Dakota is Oliver Dalrymple connecting his farms. And at that time, he had 25 farms at roughly, you know, 4,000 acres each in units, and he connected those farms so they all could talk to each other with a telephone. He met Alexander Graham Bell himself and said, that's an invention I can use.
You've got the Campbell Farms in here. I'm a little familiar with that story, too, knowing Tom as well as I do. I remember hearing about, I forget how much, but a very low amount of scrap potato equipment that they bought. Their dad was a postman and, you know, did a little food farming on the side, but they were the first generation farmers for their family, and they're buying scrap potato equipment and they grow it into Campbell Farms. I love that part of the story. What was your favorite?
Well, not only the fact that he was a great farmer, because there's very few people who get to start a farm without having your parents or grandparents' land to inherit, right, to start from scratch and to be able to make it. You have to be an exceptionally good leader and manager and savvy to be able to do that. But then he got into the banking business because he didn't like ag banking. So he bought some rural banks, and he said now Choice is the largest ag banker in the state of North Dakota. And he built that up. And plus, then, you know, he's got the apartment. So he sees an opportunity and goes after it. In the case of banking, he saw a problem and found a way to solve it.
Yeah, that's the Choice Financial Network, Choice Bank, and Campbell Farms. That is pretty amazing. DigiKey, Ron Stordahl, great philanthropist there, someone very involved from the get-go, but the company is just incredible. Tell me about it.
Well, and DigiKey, is, and Ron Stordahl started it, and he started it was very interesting. He was a ham radio operator. He wanted to figure out, and they're called ham operators because they're ham-handed, right? There was people doing the dits and dots, but, you know, getting things, and he found a way to solve that problem. The trouble is, the people who saw them figured out his invention and stole it from him. So now he had all these parts, he had to sell them. So he started selling the parts individually and realized there was a market here. So he started buying them in bulk. And then, because you had to buy everything in bulk at that time, and they had all these electronic components. And so he started, and that's how the business started. And he was very clever in building it. So now there are over 2,000 employees in Thief River. Federal Express goes directly to Thief River Falls. There's very few places a rural business can attract a Federal Express. We will come and right to your door and pick up these things and take them out. They process, I know it's over 20,000 different shipments a day, over 5 million in a year. And I think I have old numbers, so it's probably higher than that. It's just simply amazing.
Did you know he's a pretty good pianist, too?
Yes, he loves classical music, and he's a great pianist.
Yeah, it's got a nice story about him. I love that story. Al Deveron, what a fun story. Michael Chambers, Carrington, son of a beekeeper, goes to NDSU, gets an idea. The idea grows and grows and grows from there, and now what it's becoming is just unbelievable. Talk about Michael Chambers and the whole Aldebaran story.
Michael Chambers loved science from being a beekeeper, went to NDSU. And actually, this one's personal because I started working with him when he was a student at NDSU. He came up to the Center for Innovation and helped him get his business started, and, you know, and it was tough financing it. It's really tough to file bioscience companies. And he did a lot of it, you know, in the early years on credit cards and other stuff, and, you know, and John Ballantyne, his partner. And then they really got the leader in a sector in the thing. They've just capitalized on it. Smart, savvy, and he's also now become very sophisticated. He's no longer living on credit cards, obviously. He has, you know, he's gotten venture capital, major venture capital to grow, as he's on his way to 1,000 employees in Fargo and the number one biotech company in the state of North Dakota and a world supplier. I forgot how many countries he's working in, but there's many.
Explain what they do. I never really totally understand what it is that they do for the big pharmaceutical companies.
They provide the underlying RNA, the DNA, kind of, you know, for things, so, which is the foundation for lots of vaccines and other biotech work and everything else. So they are a foundational tool for building other biotechs, and they created some special ways of being able to do that to stabilize it and sell it.
Aren't these great stories, that one about Aldebaran and Michael Chambers? It's just phenomenal. It just really is. You think of Michael Lindell as this incredible entrepreneur, right? Came up with an idea for a pillow, the best one on earth, I might add, that helps you sleep. We have all kinds of Michael Lindells amongst us. It's amazing. More of the story with innovative entrepreneurs and Bruce Jovig when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot sauna or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Plenty of options to choose from if you need a different vehicle, a pre-owned vehicle, large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget, even if yours isn't paid off. If you have a trade, you might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car outright. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years. Or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're there to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They're now offering statewide delivery. Schwann at Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
So I said earlier, there are a lot of Michael Lindells around here, all these innovative entrepreneurs in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, the title of the book by Hiram Drockey and Bruce Jovig we're talking about today with the author, one of them, Bruce Jovig, very interesting. Speaking of Michael Lindell, I talked to him recently, and he said, look, the mask project has been unbelievable. You know, they converted the whole plant to making masks, delivering them to hospitals. And, by the way, the need is still there. The need for masks is still there at healthcare facilities. That has done less than one bit. So they're continuing to crank those out. In the meantime, part of their plan is still doing the pillows, the towels, and as well the Giza Dream Sheets. But he was telling me that side of the plant, which would be like one-third of their capacity, is doing as much work as the whole plant did before because we're selling so many of these. People are taking advantage of this, and I can't thank you enough. You're going to sleep better. That'll mean your health's better. You're going to love the towels. They'll actually dry you off. The sheets are, you know, like you're staying at a $500 night hotel or something. Just incredible. Call them at 800-506-9028. Get the buy one, get one specials. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. More with Bruce Jovig now on the innovative entrepreneurs. What makes these people tick?
Some are, I would say, product or engineering driven. Some are market driven. Some are finance driven. Some are a combination of those. So it's really different. But I would say some of the most successful ones tend to be product driven. They see an opportunity or they have solved a problem and they want to get it out. And they're driven to build. Most of them are not driven by money, but they're driven to build. And it's either from they build by selling the marketing side or from the engineering innovation side. So you see it either way. But typically, if you're driven by money, I find a lot of those don't make it. But if you're driven by satisfying customers, either by solving a problem and creating an opportunity, they tend to be very successful. The key is find your customer and stay ahead of the competition.
When someone comes in and says, Bruce, best idea ever, this is going to sell a million widgets, whatever, how do you punch holes in an idea?
Well, the number one thing is who's your customer and why do they need it? And what are the other choices they have, right? Because at the end of the day, you need customers. Every business is really built on customers, somebody who wants what you have, a product or a service. And if you're meeting an unmet need that no one else is meeting, you have a gold mine in your hands. But if they have other alternatives at different prices or someone else is doing it better, it's more of a struggle. Doesn't mean there isn't an opportunity sometimes. Maybe the niche is smaller. You have to have customers, and then you have to know how to get it to your customer. And that's the distribution issue. And then you also have to be really savvy about cash flow, because a lot of really good businesses I've seen fail because they ran out of cash. They didn't run out of ideas, didn't run out of opportunity, but they ran out of cash.
Is it ever easy?
Occasionally, but most of the time, no. Occasionally, you can catch a wave, and it goes extremely well very fast, but those are unusual. Most people, just because you have a better mousetrap doesn't mean the whole world's looking for it. So you have to find ways to connect with your customer. I have never met an entrepreneur, a successful one, who didn't work 60, 80 hours a week, but they live like few are willing to, so later on in life, they can live like few can.
Very well said. I worked for my father, saw what he went through. He left a very successful broadcasting company, went on his own. Very bad timing. Jimmy Carter, I'll just say that. 20% interest rates, hello. Lost the business, then went to work for some folks. So as I was growing up seeing that, I'm thinking, okay, how do I want to do this? So I started working for other folks, good broadcasters, good people, good companies, and then got the bug a little bit and decided to venture out. You know, had some challenges, but I look back and say, I'm really glad I left the quote-unquote comfort zone of paycheck and just a regular thing and go out there. But it is tough. I mean, anybody says it to me, I always say, think what your worst day has been so far in life, and then plan on about 10 of them every month until you really get it. I mean, it seems a lot of fun. There's a lot of exuberance at first because of the idea and how things get going and maybe some seed money to start, but boy, oh boy, the tough parts come down the road, right?
Well, absolutely. But I also want to remind people that even if you have some really tough days, especially those dealing with the challenges of a marketing or finance or something, but there's other days it was exhilaration when you have happy customers, right? And when you make a difference in somebody's lives, those are just wonderful days. And it's both, right? But there's no question it's hard work. Building something significant is hard work.
It's a great book, Innovative Entrepreneurs of North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. As you've done a lot of these stories, you know a lot of these stories. As you put this book together and you close the book and say we're done, what's the one big takeaway that you got from this?
North Dakotans have more innovative entrepreneurs I gave credit for. before. I have enough stories I can do another book. And right now I actually am working on another book, but it's the innovative entrepreneurs from North Dakota. Those who left and did, you know, significant things. So I'm going to come back and probably do yet another book. I'd encourage people to go on dakotabooknet.com. You can find the book there. You can also find it at select bookstores across the state. We sold over 700 in the first 4 months, so I'm just really happy about that.
That's great. One more time, dakotabooknet.com. Lastly, tell me about Hiram, your co-author here.
Hiram Drackey is now 95 years old, and he's in a assisted living center in Moorhead. He is just an amazing man. I nominated him for an honorary degree from UND about 10 years ago or so, and he got it, and I'm extremely happy about that. He is the genius of ag history and ag innovation in the nation. Not only this region where he's written something, but he is absolutely has been the authority in ag, and I'm so happy to team up with him. My background in entrepreneurship and his bag in ag entrepreneurship makes a terrific combo.
Get that book. You'll enjoy every minute of it for sure. These are some great stories. Bruce, thanks a bunch. DakotaBooknet.com. DakotaBooknet.com. It's an inspiration, folks. It really is. Innovative entrepreneurs. From the PetroServe USA studios, where you can get some home cooking for lunch today, Scott Inman saying so long.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.